Queer.
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 It is. Triple Z 102.1.
Welcome for the very first time to 4ZZZ and Queer Radio, Cody Fuller. Good evening.
Thank you very much. Nice to meet you.
Very nice to meet you. Tell me the Cody Fuller story. You're a guitarist, you're a songwriter, you're also, you've studied law.
Studying.
You're still studying law.
Unfortunately. A long road.
But a lot of people who've studied law have just then side-surfed into the entertainment industry one way or another.
Yeah,
so it's a good start. And I know some Triple Zers who have studied law and also been announcers and also make music as well, so you're in good company. Where's the beginning of your musical life? Where did it start for you?
So I grew up in England and Singapore. I got a guitar when I was, I think, about 9 from my grandmother. It was this little Daisy Rock, hilarious little guitar. So I picked that up, and then I was lucky enough to get lessons throughout my schooling years. That's when I started guitar. I never sung in front of anyone. It was always in my room behind closed doors.
Yeah.
And then eventually I just posted a video on YouTube and got some good feedback.
How long ago was that post on YouTube, Cody?
I think it was about 3 or 4 years ago.
Okay.
Yeah.
So in the dark ages.
Yeah.
Almost now.
Medieval.
What is it about YouTube that you think, from your generation and as music makers, that has made it easier to get exposure? Is it a better way to get your music out there?
Personally, I like to use Instagram, but I think YouTube is another good platform because you can just search it. There's so many tags you can use, so you can search anything and it can come up. Or if you're looking at any covers, other people's covers can come up.
So and it becomes, and I think it's just, it's an instant thing. I was just like, it is very, very immediate.
Yeah.
And you can, so many artists have, last year with so many things that happened, particularly I'm thinking of Orlando shooting in June last year, so many artists within hours were releasing poignant songs they'd written or they'd rededicated something that they'd previously released, and it was there and it was able to drive so much more than just music. It drove funding to raise funds for the campaign, to raise awareness and to change people's perceptions. The immediacy, I think, is the big thing. Does it have a thing that you think that, oh God, I've always got to be coming up with something new, you know, that is so like 2016 now?
Not really. Like, I try and just write at my own flow, own timing, and just whenever I feel that it's right. I mean, there's always events that can go on that can motivate you to write different kinds of stuff.
Sure.
And it's great that everyone's doing that. Me personally, I haven't written or sung anything dedicated to anything specific, but it's definitely a good platform to be getting it out immediately into lots of different people in lots of different countries.
What's the songwriting process like for you? Is there a formula? Do you set yourself to a particular task, or is it a bit more freeform?
So the story with my songs, I sat for hours, days, months on end trying to write something, anything. Nothing was coming to me until I started writing about the stuff that you'll hear on my EP. And when I started writing about that, it just came out very quickly and very fast. There's no real formula. Kind of just sit down by myself. Has to be in a room where, you know, there's no distractions.
So, yeah, it's a focused activity for you.
Yeah.
And as soon as something clicks, it just goes and cascades.
Yeah. So if I find a line that I like, I'll keep that no matter what and find other lines to fit in with that.
The EP, where did you record that and when?
I recorded that at Tall Poppy Productions, which is in Salisbury. I recorded that, I think it was about 3 weeks ago now.
Fresh.
It's very fresh. I only just released it, I think, 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is when you send it to me and...
Yeah.
Wow. It is powerful stuff. It is... Does it feel good to get those songs out of within and that now other people are going to be able to hear and share in them?
Yeah. So there's two songs on there that are more about how I'm feeling emotionally,
which
are good
two?
To sing. Sleeping Alone and I'm Not Yours, which is the title track.
Yeah. And it's like both of those, I can almost make a picture of the person you are singing about. They're a fully three-dimensional formed person.
Yeah, it was actually about two different people.
Interesting.
Yeah, but that was the goal that I was going for. And then the other two on there are obviously a bit more sexual and descriptive. Those ones are the ones that have actually been a lot more popular.
You could say they're sexual and descriptive. Yeah. I mean, you know, I will say this. I've said this off air to Jack and to Sam. I said it to Cody when she sat down. And I'll say it to the rest of you so it is now on the record forever. If this EP had been recorded by a boy singing about another boy, I would have orgasmed by the time that EP had finished. It is so... not literal's the word. It's poetic, but it's powerful poetry. And it just says there's nothing to be ashamed of in being sexual, being physical, and having emotions.
Yeah, that was another goal that I was going for with writing that, is that everyone these days thinks that sex is so something that has to not be talked about, something that can't be expressed. And obviously I'm not saying go out and do it on the street, but it shouldn't be something that is shameful.
Yeah, there's no shame in that. Your identification, as you, we always ask all of our guests that we meet for the first time to get pronouns, to get identifying, you say, you know, you don't label, but would you say 99%?
99%.
Yeah, you're gay.
Women.
And you prefer women. And you said these songs are about a couple of people. Are these people still in your life, or are they part of, as in James Halloran's EP, him, they're part of his past, but bits keep somehow appearing in his new people?
Yeah, one of them, I'm Not Yours, is about, I went through a pretty bad breakup earlier on in the year. So that one, I was kind of stuck in this slump I couldn't get out of, and I think the only way to really get out of it was to write.
Yeah.
That girl is not really in my life.
Right. Okay. she's provoked great music, though, and great lyrics.
Good on her. The second song, still in my life, yeah.
Okay, sweet. We're going to let you play a couple of songs for us up till 10 o'clock, because I think that's just part of our fun night. Our first show of each year is a bit like 12th night. It's the party night here. Last year we had Phil Hancock playing his piano in the corner of the studio, so we had piano accompaniment throughout the entire show, which is kind of fun. Tonight we've had two great local musicians who are so freaking talented. It's wonderful. So I'm going to ask you our query. What's the oddest party you have ever been to, Cody?
I heard this as I was walking in and I was thinking, I can't think of many. To be honest, my party days were back when I was a young little teeny bopper. I still am. But these days there's not too many parties around, I don't think.
Okay.
It's more going out.
So probably you need to create some.
I do. I think I do. Living in a little townhouse probably isn't a good idea, but I can try.
Or find a venue and create a party.
Exactly. I went to a frat party. That was pretty cool. It wasn't really odd. Like, you got to dress fratly. So in, I don't know, football, like American kind of...
fraternity blend.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's so an American
I'm sorry.
Custom.
I just wanted to say, was it fat as in PHAT, which has, you know, an entirely different musical and cultural connection, or whether I'm talking about FAT as in you're fat, you know it?
It was a pretty PHAT party.
As well.
It was
okay,
a fat
cool.
Party, yeah.
Cool. Okay, so you've been, as you said, when you were, what, 9, you got a guitar, you're still playing it. Have you experimented with any other instruments, or is guitar your muse?
Guitar is definitely the one that I've stuck to because it's just something that I picked up and never put down. I tried piano lessons for a few years. I got very frustrated, could not do it. I can still play a little bit, but try not to.
Cool.
Bit of drums, bit of ukulele.
Okay, well, we're going to get a couple of songs up. We'll get you set up, and I will announce this now. These songs have a very strong language and content warning. So just bring the mic down as Cody gets set there. Very strong language and content warning. So between now and 10 o'clock, if strong language and strong concepts, which involve a lot of sex and a lot of description about sex, I'm just directing Jack as to where I want that mic. So, yeah, move Cody's. Yeah, that looks good. That'd be fine.
I'm just worried about the wire that leads to her headphones. That's all.
No, she's good.
Okay.
She's, look, everything's fine.
Just don't roll backwards.
So, ending of the language and concept warning, if you're going to get offended, don't listen now and don't listen until at least 10 o'clock. And then listen after 10 o'clock and, Jesus, Sunny Spells will be here. This is Cody Fuller. Don't turn myself down. What's the first track, Cody?
I might do Bite the Pillow first because
and this is Way Hey, Heavy As. You're on Queer Radio.
Throat and throw you on my bed. Spread your legs, girl, you're about to get head. Pull on my hair and bite on my skin. Are you ready? I'm about to slide in. If you wake, I'll fuck you right back to sleep. Bite the pillow, baby, I'm going deep. Throw your head back and let it go. Say my name, I'll go until you blow. I'll make you my bitch and do what I say. I'll fuck you senseless, I'll blow you away. I'll keep going until you're numb. I won't stop until you come. I say it's just you, but that's a lie. This might hurt, I hope you cry. I wanna make your body so red. I wanna break your fucking bed. I call you daddy, throw me around. Close your eyes, girl, I'm going down. Choke me until I'm passing out. We'll go for hours, I'll go all out. If you wake, I'll fuck you right back to sleep. Bite the pillow, baby, I'm going deep. Throw your head back and let it go. Say my name, I'll go until you blow. I'll make you my bitch and do what I say. I'll fuck you senseless, I'll blow you away. I'll keep going until you're numb. I won't stop until you come. I call you my bitch, you call me the boss. Feel the bed, girl, I'll make it rock. Get on your knees, bitch, you're my slave. I'll do what I want, I'll have you my way. If you wake, I'll fuck you right back to sleep. Bite the pillow, baby, I'm going deep. Say my name, I'll go until you blow. Throw your head back and let it blow.
Live in the studio of 4ZZZ and Queer Radio, that is Cody Fuller. And everyone is sitting here absolutely stunned. Even Shai Lewis, who's waiting outside in the green room, has sent me a text saying even he is blushing because he is so overpowered by that. That's brilliant, Cody. Thank you.
Thank you.
We've got time for another one. You've got to get this EP. So we've got the link to your Facebook page on our Facebook page and on our Twitter feed. So you can find it easy to get copies of this EP. Start finding out about this young woman, because this is the sound that we want to promote.
Thank you.
And I am, hopefully, by the end of the year, when we've got a few gigs coming up, because this is our 25th anniversary this year, us and Dykes on Mics. So we grew out of Gay Waves on the 30th of September 1992. So as two separate shows, we're 25 this year. We're going to have an event on the 30th. Probably still have Electro Pop Shop in the car park as well, because I can't really give that up. I'm definitely certain if you haven't run away to Melbourne like some other people I could name, or anywhere else, try not. It'd be great to have you here as part of our music making. So what's the final one?
I will probably stick away from the other dirty one and do the title track on the EP.
That's good. That means people have to go and get the EP, because if you want the filth and the smut, you're going to have to pay for it, boys and girls.
Yeah, go for it. So this is I'm Not Yours. This is the title track.
And
this
the inspiration?
This is the one about the ex.
Who broke your heart
broke
at the beginning of 2016. And
oh, mid-2016. Oh, mid, fresh.
So it's really fresh.
Yeah. Bit heartbroken.
And you've got Sam and Jack sitting there wiping tears from their eyes already. I mean, you know, one of those boys is single, one is not. So, and one of them is, it was within recent time, wasn't it, Jack? Yeah, whatever. So I'm Not Yours. And this is Cody Fuller, and this is Queer Radio.
Pull up, bitch, take a hit. Come and go, you know I'll never commit. Jump in the ocean, numb the emotions. I'll get through, but I'm so fucking broken. Your shit don't faze me, I'm not your baby. You drove me crazy, to me it's just a breakup. Come here, baby, you are so tasty. I'm not a lady, I'll be gone before you wake up. Hate me if you want to, I'm not for everyone. Remember how I ate you, and now I'm so fucking done. Stop your clinging, don't fuck with feelings. Yeah, you're pretty, but I don't get tied down. Won't miss your sweet lips, taste on my fingertips. This is a quick love, I'll only fuck you up. Your shit don't faze me, I'm not your baby. You drove me crazy, to me it's just a breakup. Come here, baby, you are so tasty. I'm not a lady, I'll be gone before you wake up. Hate me if you want to, I'm not for everyone. Remember how I ate you, and now I'm so fucking done. Shit don't faze me, I'm not your baby. You drove me crazy, to me it's just a breakup. Come here, baby, you are so tasty. I'm not a lady, I'll be gone before you wake up. Hate me if you want to, I'm not for everyone. Remember how I ate you, and now I'm so fucking done.
That's incredibly impressive.
Thank you.
So wonderful to have you here in the studio, Cody. Cody Fuller, the EP is called I'm Not Yours. But you got to make the EP yours because one voice, one guitar, and incredible lyrics. That is just fantastic. So thank you very much for coming in tonight.
Thank you for having me.
We're going to keep in touch with you. I'm going to try and keep you away from Dykes on Mics. But I'm sure I'm going to have to share you with Ruth and Kate and the rest of the team because, yeah, it's anyway. But I'm just so thrilled that we were able to meet you first and be able to bring you to the world because not only are you being heard on 102.1 FM here in Brisbane, but through our live streaming. And I can tell you that you are definitely being heard over the breakfast table in Maricaba, Venezuela, where Marco Mario, one of our international subscribers, is listening. Buenos días, papito. You're being heard all around the world.
Awesome.
So, and this will be podcast as well as you can pick it up on demand for 6 weeks from the day to broadcast. Just go to the program guide, go to Queer Radio and click on the listen now or listen back tab and you can listen again and then go and get this EP. Cody, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me. It was nice to meet you all.